Hello and welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. I am Jordan Patswold, and once a month we get to chat with Lloyd Seymour from Core Real Estate. It's great to have you back here, Lloyd.
Hey, good to be here today, Jordan.
And happy spring to you, post-Easter. Doesn't really look like spring out there anyway.
Well, you know, is if you don't look at the thermometer and you just look outside, you go, oh, sun's out, it's a beautiful day, and all that other stuff, and everything. So, yeah, no, I hope everybody had a great Easter, as we had a very wonderful one with our family this year. And
good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aside from the thermometer, you're right. It's not looking too bad. Eventually that snow will be all gone. We just have to wait for that time. And I know a lot of people, they wait for the spring to maybe make a move or maybe even consider making a move.
You know, that's exactly it. As I always get asked this a lot over the winter of in the December, January, February, what's a good time to list? What should we do come spring? All that other stuff. The biggest thing I always say to everybody is make sure you go into it with a plan. First thing, give me a shout. I'll come over. We'll discuss everything of what you need to do to your house, what needs to get ready to be listed. Sometimes there might be a couple of minor cosmetic things. You know, let's maybe paint that wall there and fix a couple of the chips, that sort of deal. But the biggest thing is that when it comes to selling your home in the spring is go into it with a plan. I get a lot of people that they go to sell their home and they want to sell their home. They know they need to move. And this has to happen. One thing I always say is, well, did you talk to the bank? And a lot of times people say, well, we sort of haven't. In this day and age is with the new banking regulations, the new stress test, everything going on is if you've just recently moved jobs or you're thinking of moving a job, mm-hmm. or something like that, is first step is before you, yes, you know you want to sell, but go discuss with your bank your financial options. You may be able to purchase without having to sell your home.
Okay.
There is times, too, when the bank will give you, say, you might have two numbers. If you purchase up to this amount, is you don't need to have your other home sold first. But if you go above this amount, you need to have your home sold. The other thing, too, is then discuss the bank with what you have for equity in your house. Is are you going to take all that equity and transfer it into a new home?
Okay.
Or are you going to take all that equity and, say, put 20% down on a new home and take some of the balance and pay off some other debt or invest in RRSPs or that type of deal? So go into it with a real good financial plan of where you are. And if you know, if the bank says you're good to go, but you need to sell your home first, again, that's where you sit down, you talk with me, your realtor, and we come up with a plan on that aspect too, of where we do a market analysis on your home,
mm-hmm.
and we make sure that your home is listed according to what the market says it's worth.
Yep.
And we try to get it sold as soon as we can for you.
All right. Well, can we go back and just simplify things a little bit more for people? Maybe they've just been embarrassed to ask the question. They've heard terms thrown out before, haven't really gone a bit deeper into what something means. Equity, for example.
Equity means basically that equity is money that you've already paid off on your home.
Okay.
Use a simple number.
Mm-hmm.
Is if you bought your house for $100,000 and you've paid, say, $50,000 off on it, you have $50,000 owing, you have what they call $50,000 equity,
okay,
in the house. So that means that when you sell, is you will have, after you've paid your real estate commissions, after you've paid your lawyers and everything else, you will have a certain amount of money left over that you can use to purchase another home, use that as a down payment, that
okay.
type of thing.
So as an example, it might be, say, $45,000 then at that point, just as an example.
Yeah.
And then so that can then be transferred over to down payment, or is that seen
yes.
as what exactly?
You can, that is your money. You can do with it what you want.
Okay.
You may go into another home and you may put 10% down. And say if you put in 10% down and say you only used half your equity, you may take the other half of that equity and invest it. Say, say get a hold of somebody that at a finance or an investment person and invest into RSPs. Maybe you've got a bunch of other debt and you're going to say, nope, we're going to pay off all our other debt and all we'll have left is our mortgage payment. So that's one thing that I always recommend is go talk to your bank and come up with a good financial plan with them so that you've got a good plan going in. You know you need to sell. You know that you've outgrown the house you're in. It's time for something bigger.
Yeah, exactly. So again, lots of things that people can do in anticipation of getting that home ready. Spring cleaning, I know that will be a common theme for a lot of people as well. City going to be promoting that a bit later on as well with different things that people can do to spruce up their homes. And we're going to dive into a bit about, some of the things that people can do that really can make a home look a bit more attractive on the market.
You know, that's exactly it. Even like right now, we do have the snow still on the ground. There's a lot of things that you can do to get your home ready and everything else. Another thing that if you are planning on doing this, I also too, as I will talk, and part of my planning part as I do with my clients, let's talk about having a pre-list inspection. What that means is basically is you may decide to get a home inspector to come in. And he'll go through your house. And this way is you kind of have an idea of, okay, I've got a buyer that's coming in and, oh, no, we've discovered that maybe something's wrong with the furnace or something's wrong with the hot water tank or maybe there's things that we can fix up from that home inspection so that when the buyers are coming in, some of that stress is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, your home inspections they can average anywhere from $300 to $500.
Okay.
Depending on what you get for a home inspection. The home inspectors, there's a number of them in our area. They're all in the phone book or on the internet or anything else like that. Look them up, have a talk with them. And that way is that you've gone in and you've talked with this professional. I myself can walk through the house, give you some great ideas. But this way you have someone that actually is trained in this and will go a little bit further into it than what my capabilities are. They'll climb up in the attic. They'll tell you everything there. Or if you've purchased the home, say, in the last few years, and you have your old home inspection, find it and go through it. See what that home inspector said the last time. Maybe there was things that you overlooked or maybe there's things that you didn't quite do on that. Is good idea just to kind of do your homework and make sure that everything is all up to snuff according, even if it is 4 or 5 years. Make sure everything is done according to what they said you needed to do in that last home inspection.
Now, someone might be thinking, oh man, it sounds like quite the work. Maybe they want to feel like they just want to run from the home, basically. I guess, what advice do you have for that individual? Just thinking like, you know, I'd rather just run away to some place where a lot of stuff is already taken care of and fixed up. I don't care if I have to sell it for less. What are some of the risks in someone maybe attempting to do that?
Well,
instead?
First off is when they, and you know what, is when somebody gets to that point, like you just said, my first response is okay, take a deep breath. Let's have a look at it.
Yeah.
There could be, and that's the other thing too, is make sure that when you're talking with myself, is if that's a case of you've just said, you know what, I'm done. I don't want to do anything more in here. We price it accordingly.
Yeah.
We go and we look at it. And if you know that it needs all this work, don't expect to get a completely renovated home price for the home.
Right.
Is because you're going to have a buyer that is going to come in and say, well, it needs all this stuff. Now is if we go through and we look at it and we say, it needs this work. And you're saying, nope. Lloyd, I'm done. I don't want to do anymore. I want to walk away.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to sell it. So then we make sure that the price reflects that exact statement.
Yeah.
Is we price it accordingly to what the work needs to be done. That way is if a buyer's coming in and they're saying, well, it needs all this work, we can say, well, we have priced it according to what the work needs to be done to the home.
Now, that will obviously play into someone in terms of, like, equity, for example, because even though they will have paid a certain amount for the home with a lower listing price, that might affect things for them in that way.
That's exactly it. It could affect them on the equity side, but mm-hmm. at the same time is, and that's part of it too, is sitting down and we have a look at it. I do get asked a lot of time, well, if I put all this money into it, am I going to, it will increase my price. Again, we need to sit down and look at what you're wanting to do.
Yeah.
Is if you're going to put $2,000 worth of new flooring into the home, and it's only going to give you an extra $1,000 on the listing side of it, why would you invest something and take a 50% loss?
Right.
Why don't we just price it accordingly to what that new, what if somebody, a buyer is coming in, what they would need to do for new flooring? Because you may put absolutely beautiful flooring in, and the next person coming in is going to look at it and say, no, I want that 4-inch shag in here. I want bright red, bright orange on my walls. I want this. And you have just gone and taken all that out, and you have painted it, and you've made it a very neutral, very modernized-looking home.
Mm-hmm.
And that next buyer is going to come in, and they're going to take all that new material, all that work that you've just put into it, and they're going to reverse it.
Now, that being said, obviously, I know with a lot of people maybe looking for that first time that they are buying a house, sure, there might be the few people who might look at a home and be happy to do some fixing up. A lot of time others, though, too, want just to be able to move in. And obviously, the big expense that comes along with just buying a home in the first place, they want something where stuff is in place. They won't have to worry about certain things for a while, as maybe they build up their savings after they make that purchase.
Well, and that's the other thing too, is you do get the buyer that I just want to move in, I don't want to do anything. And that's the conversations that I've had with a lot of buyers of saying, okay, well, this home is priced at this. This home is at the top dollar for its market, but this is why.
Yeah.
The home itself is with the term move-in ready.
Mm.
There's nothing that needs to be done. It's had new flooring. It's had new windows. It's had new appliances. It's had new kitchen done to it, new bathroom. The electrical's all been upgraded. The furnace, the hot water tank are all fairly new within the last couple of years. The exterior of the home has either had new siding done to it or it's been upgraded. All you have to do is move in, cook breakfast on a Sunday morning, go outside, and enjoy your fence backyard.
No, great. Again, it's all you ever wanted to know today, chatting with Lloyd Seymour of Core Real Estate, Inc. Some tips on getting home ready for spring's real estate market, and just in general, Lloyd, what's the market like right now?
You know, our market is fairly busy at the moment.
Okay.
There is a lot of homes that are on the market, but they, again, too, as I always tell everybody the same thing, if your home is priced to what the market says it's worth,
mm-hmm.
your home is not going to last on the market.
Okay. Interesting. Now, as well, important to note for people, if they're looking at upgrading their home and they're doing these renovations around the home to help with things like equity, they have to make sure the budget's in place where a bigger down payment has to be made for that second home, correct?
Not necessarily.
Oh, not necessarily.
Now, again, too, this is where I caution you, talk to the banks. I have seen a lot of people buy their second, third home, and they have taken their equity out of their other homes, and mm-hmm. they have still gone in with 5% down.
Hmm.
Now, again, too, this is where I caution you, talk to the bank.
Yep.
I'm not a banker by any means, but make sure is that when you go in and you talk to the bank, you go into the plan. I've seen people buy their second, third home with 5% down. They've taken that equity that they've had, and they've reinvested it into RSPs, or they've reinvested it into other ventures.
Sure, yeah. But so talk to the banks. That's the big thing.
That's exactly
good. To know. I guess I had a misconception in my brain about what had to be done there.
No, that's all good. I do get asked that a lot, so.
All right. Other things people need to be looking at when moving into the spring and getting a home ready.
We're sitting here right now, the spring. We're going to have a lot of melting snow going on here right away. All that other stuff is another recommendation that I always make to everybody is don't forget your basement, your window wells. Go check them. Make sure the snow's not piled up around the window wells. If you know that you typically, if water runs down the side of the wall. You're going to get some seepage coming into your basement. Get the snow, be proactive, not reactive. Get the snow away from around the house if you need to get the snow away, if you've got an older home. Even on some of the newer homes, too, is if the snow is piled right up. We've had a lot of windstorms this winter. People have snow that's piled right up against your home. Well, remember, all that melting is running right down the edge of your house.
Yeah.
You may have weeping tile, you may not. But give all the mechanical aspects of the house a chance to work how they're supposed to. So get out there and hire the neighborhood kid. Maybe get him to come and shovel all around your house, or grab the snow blower and blow the snow away from the house. Don't blow it into your neighbor's window wells by any means. Don't start wars.
No.
But do that. Another thing, too, is when things start to flow and everything else, check your gutters. Have a look at your gutters. Make sure that ice hasn't dislodged it away from the edge of the home, out of the fascia itself. Look up, have a look around your chimneys and things like that, because that's typically where you will get some ice buildup. Also, too, is have a look at your sidewalks. See if there's any cracks and things that are maybe have happened over the winter.
Mm-hmm. No, great. Again, Lloyd Seymour, our guest today on All You Ever Wanted to Know from Core Real Estate. We'll take a quick break, but more with Lloyd and how you can get your home ready for the spring real estate. Back here on All You Ever Wanted to Know with Lloyd Seymour, Core Real Estate, Inc. Go figure. I'm a typical guy. I wanted to save cleaning for the last minute. When talking about getting home ready for the spring real estate market, just a good scrub, a bit heavier than usual, too.
You know, that's exactly it. I know in our household, is come spring, that first warm day that we get, is all the windows get opened up. You get almost like you get a breath of fresh air coming through the house. First thing is, and a lot of people do notice this, is wash your windows. Is come spring, give your, and especially if you're listing, give your windows a good wash. Get them all nice and sparkly clean on the outside, on the inside. Wipe the window sills down, all that other stuff. It just is when people walk in, you'd be amazed about how many people actually notice if a window is dirty or not. A lot of times, too, is sometimes that's how you can tell if you've all of a sudden had a seal failure, because you can't get the window clean and going, oh, I have a seal failure here on this window. Well, maybe I should address this or not. Dust your blinds, get everything all that cleaned up. You know, these are things is give the floors a really good cleaning. Some people will look at doing a carpet clean in the summer, or in the spring, I should say. Mm-hmm. Is, or if you've got hardwood and stuff like that, get everything a really good shine and do your baseboards. Basically, they call it spring cleaning for a reason.
Right.
Give the home a real good inside and out clean. Some of the things to go above and beyond are, when you're looking at selling, is pull everything out of your cupboards. Give them a quick wipe. People will look in there and that type of stuff. Another thing, too, is declutter. I'm sure, and I'm just as guilty of it, is the Christmas boxes that are down in the basement, the Halloween boxes, the Thanksgiving, all that stuff, is tidy everything up. All your catch-alls is what I call them, is get them decluttered. For the person who has a garage, get it decluttered, get it cleaned up, put things away, make it look nice. There's more times than not is I've showed a home and the garage is got sort of things all typical family. Everything is sort of just strewn all over in the garage.
Yep.
It doesn't look very big. All of a sudden, as you put things away and somebody walks in and they go, oh my, I can see my car in here, I can see the quad in here, I can see the snowmobile in here, I can see a workbench here. If the snow's all gone from the yard, make sure you give the yard a good cleaning. Get rid of all that, we call it snow mold, get rid of it. Mm-hmm. Give the grass a good clean. Wash down your walks. Give the whole home make the home shine.
Yeah.
As your first impression of somebody walking up is, I always sort of use the analogy, is you want somebody to walk up and you want them to see with their head held high and they're looking around and you can read their lips. They're going, oh, wow, I like this. Oh, look at this. Look at this. You never want to see someone walking up to your house and all of a sudden you see their shoulder shrug or they're dropping because they see something that they don't like. It could be something as simple as getting out after winter and getting cleaned up after all your pets.
Right.
So these are minor things that we still have to do, but it's when you're going to list your home is go above and beyond.
Right. And important too, I know some commercials have even touted how sometimes the nose blind that can sometimes take place if things are something that's going on in the house, might be just something the owner might be completely used to, that someone coming to the first time could be something that sets off a bad feeling right from the get-go in that regard.
And that's exactly it. So yes, take a step back and just go above and beyond and get your home nice and clean and organized. Just to kind of recap real quick, Jordan, the first step is go in with a plan. Talk to your banker. That's my number one thing that I tell everybody is if you're thinking of selling your home, find out where you are. Find out sometimes, too, as with some of the mortgages and that, is the payout penalty. You may want to sell, but all of a sudden as you realize is that I have a $8,000 or a $10,000 payout penalty because I haven't hit a certain point of my mortgage. It might, and that will, if that affects your equity. So all of a sudden is maybe is you're better off to wait for fall, or maybe you need to wait 1 year, which I've seen happen. It's not a bad thing to do.
Okay. All good information. Lloyd, was there anything else before we wrap things up
today? Couple things. If somebody's trying to get a hold of me, I'm real easy to get a hold of. 306-621-4310. I've got a open house on 124 6th Avenue North on April 15th at 2 p.m. And it's a two-story move-in ready home, Jordan.
All right.
It's got everything, hardwood, whole house was completely redone.
Great.
That, and we got Spring Expo coming up this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Core Real Estate has their bouncy castle out.
There you go. Very nice. Something fun for the kids to do. Well, you can talk shop and a little real estate with Lloyd and the rest of the gang from Core.
Come find us at the Gallagher Center. And like I said, if you're trying to get a hold of me, is 306-621-4310. Or look me up on Facebook, Lloyd Seymour Realtor.
Excellent. We'll see you next month, Lloyd.
We'll see you next month.
It's all you ever wanted to know on The Rock 98.5. Until next time, have yourself a wonderful day and be blessed.